The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries International, and you're listening to the prophetic voice of our time. As I record this, me and Pastor Joshua are in Florida to isolate ourselves to hear from God and for me to rest and fully manifest my healing, okay? Just like you, I have faith and I trust. And it's already done. In here, I'm going to quote a scripture. The Lord sent us here for a very special thing, not to be distracted, but to hear from Him. Let me read to you Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. The sovereign Lord has given me a well-instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like the one being instructed. This is Jesus prophesied by Isaiah, and we're a part or member of the body of Christ. So that word applies to me and Joshua while we're here in Florida. You know what, my brothers and sisters in Christ? I have never really entered God's rest. I mean, fully rested ever since I entered the ministry. My heart has been crying out, and the Lord answered my longings and my prayer and sent us here in Florida to get the blueprint for this coming move of God, and also to receive the blueprint concerning the transfer of wealth and influence. So it is amazing. I am very grateful, and I have learned so much. Speaking for myself, I learned so much for the past several days. As soon as we were on our way to Florida, the Lord has been teaching me, correcting me, and expounding on a lot of things, in which I am going to apply in my own life, and at the same time, I am going to share it to others. And I'll tell you one thing. I really believe that me and Joshua, when we pray for others now, it is more effective because the word of God is mighty and sharper than a double-edged sword. And we're going to see that a part of the major changes and the greatest move of God that will manifest on the face of the earth are supernatural healings like would never been recorded in the history of the church in its magnitude. So I wanted to share what I can share with you on the radio, and Joshua is doing the same way. And my brothers, my sisters, I really encourage you to hear and listen and obey the instructions contained in every prophecy and in this word. What could you possibly lose? Because God is moving and changes are coming, and we need to submit ourselves and embrace those changes because they are from our loving Father. Okay, so the Lord have isolated us in this place somewhere in Florida. And we even have a bird that is perched by the window. We called him Henry. And there is a baby crocodile who is sunbathing there this afternoon. And we call him Rudy. So it is amazing, but we are enjoying the presence of God. And major changes are coming. I just wanted to emphasize to all of you that these changes are necessary for this great move of God, okay? The changes for the body of Christ, they are major changes, but they are good changes. They will redirect us to the path where we're supposed to be. It will encourage us. And at the same time, it will enlarge our borders. It will increase our capacity to believe. And it will add to the revelation and understanding that God is pouring upon those that are faithful and are hungry for Him. Now, these major changes, as far as the world is concerned, they are of judgment, they are of discipline, they're the dealing of the Lord. So these changes, when this happened, is actually the transfer of wealth and influence in a big way. A part of it, the changes in the body of Christ is, we will prove the word of God that is true in our lives. Then we can explain, because miracles will start manifesting to us, on what Jesus said in Mark chapter 16. These are the signs of them that believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. They will speak in other tongues. They will even take deadly poison, and it will not harm them. Okay, are you a believer, my dear brother, my dear sister? Are you a believer? Then this kind of anointing and this kind of miracles should be manifesting in your life. And we believe this lie that one has the anointing for healing, one has the deliverance ministry. We departmentalize and compartmentalize the gift and the anointing of God in our lives. We believed a lie. So now the deception is out. Our eyes are now open. And that's what we're learning here so that we can impart them to you. Okay? So for those that are listening at the sound of my voice and are still being tormented by pain, by sickness and disease, take a stand. My dear brother, my dear sister, God knows how much you have suffered. But now, this ministry, me, myself, are joining my faith with you. In the name of Jesus, rise up and be healed. Holy Father, I call forth the full manifestation of healing of my brother, of my sister, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, for increased energy, for deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. And I bind the negative side effects of treatments and medications that my brother or sister have taken. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, that your word is mighty. Your word said, we are the healed at the cross. And I thank you, Father, that it is not by knowledge, but it is by your word that we are healed, because you are a faithful God. I bind the spirit of death and I loosen forth life in the name of Jesus. Let your body be strengthened. I believe with you. I'm standing with you. You are important and the Lord have heard your cries. No more joy cometh in the morning. I thank you, Father, whatever the name of their diseases, you are the great physician. And I thank you, Lord, that the peace of God that surpasses all understanding be upon your people in the name of Jesus. No more suffering, no more pain in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray that whatever they lost financially, opportunities, time, that they will restore back to them, Lord, 100-fold in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm believing with you. You don't have to do anything right now, my dear brothers and sisters, except to receive the love of God. It is your benefit. It is your legal right as a child of God for your healing to manifest. Amen. Amen and amen. So the changes are coming, and me and Joshua will continue to learn from the Holy Spirit how to minister people, and we are imparting those revelation and instruction to the ministry team and everybody at Freedom Fellowship Church. We are all getting ready for this move of God so that we can lay hands on the sick. It is time for this manifestation. People have been suffering for a long, long time. But now, miracles are going to happen at the sound of my voice, because God is faithful, because God loves you. Manifestation of healing is for you today. Receive it. Amen? Okay. So there's a lot of things that we're learning, and I'm very grateful to God for this time alone with Him. It is amazing that when you really isolate yourself and stop doing things, that you can really hear clearly from the Lord. And I'm really enjoying myself. I thank the ministry team at Freedom Fellowship Church for allowing us and investing in me and Joshua to receive for the body of Christ and to receive instruction or prophecies to the nations. Amen? Okay. Now, there's another thing that I learned that I wanted to impart to you. Okay? Remember, when God is talking about major things, it means to say they're major. We cannot go back to the former things that we used to do. And we need also to forget our past victories and how God used us mightily. Okay? In Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 through 20, it says, God commands us to forget the former things. All of them, not just few, not just the bad things, but the former things, because He is creating new things. New things means new. It never happened before. It's never been done to you before. And it's new. Okay? And Jesus reminded us that when a revelation will come, in Matthew chapter 9, verse 16 through 17, Jesus is telling us that you cannot really patch an old garment to the new ones, because it's not going to work. Nor you can pour new wine into an old wine skin. It will break. Okay? So this is in Matthew chapter 9, verse 16 through 17, and Luke chapter 5, verse 36 through 39, and Mark chapter 2, verses 21 and 22. We have to take this verbatim, that God wants us to forget about the former things, and God wants us to trust Him, to embrace the changes that are coming. He is teaching us and leading us every step of the way. And I want to emphasize how big this is and how important it is for you and I to completely trust God and obey Him. Okay, this concerns about this great move of God. I'm pretty sure, like myself, you want God to manifest miracles in your life. You want a breakthrough. You want to be blessed. But at the same time, in all of us, ever since we got born again, we wanted inside of us, we wanted to have that purpose, God's calling in our life to be fulfilled. Not only God wants us to be blessed in this season, in the period of time in the history of the church, but He wants you and I to be a blessing. Whether you'll be a part of this transfer of wealth and influence is all depending on you. That is the one thing I like about our Lord Jesus and God's ways of doing things. No one can disqualify you except you. And this transfer of wealth and influence, it is not about your abilities, is not about your knowledge or training or experiences in the past. This is a reset. These are new things. So all of us has to start learning all over again. That is one thing I like about God, okay? You and I, no one can qualify or disqualify you except you. Same thing with me. And it's not, I repeat, it's not based on our experience or our training or our education or gender. It's all about our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ and our obedience to Him. Okay? Those two are our currency, and to put God first. So this big thing, let me explain it to you. I actually call, me and Joshua had a video conference to the ministry team as soon as we received this from the Lord, because we want everybody to know already so that you can start making the right correction, or so that you can start spending time with the Lord. And Mac and Pinky, I hope you both are listening, since you have been under the Freedom Fellowship Church training, you have been prepared. I want you to take this very, very seriously, okay? And for all of you, whomsoever, I want you to take this very, very seriously, because we are still in that window of time between 2 weeks to a month or 2 months that we need to spend time with the Lord, okay? So let me explain how big is this, okay? And how God is going to move heaven and earth. If you have faith in Him and if you obey Him and put Him first, He is going to move heaven and earth to fulfill the purpose that He has for your life, okay? Because there is nothing we can do to prepare for this transfer of wealth and influence, okay? There's nothing that we can do except these three things, okay? That we continue to do what is right in His sight, even when there's nobody who's looking. Okay? Follow the instruction. Follow the instruction to the church or to your personal prophecy, to the letter in which I gave every one of the ministry team specific instruction. Remember those. And I know you all took notes, okay? Number one, continue to do what is right before God's sight, even when there's nobody's looking, because we have an audience of one. Number two, follow the instruction to the letter, even the instruction to the church, okay? Follow the instruction to the letter. And number three, put God first and you walk it. Spend time hearing from Him, praising Him, thanking Him, okay? Spend time with Him. Okay, for example, Joseph in the book of Genesis, one of my favorite stories, okay? God Almighty changed the entire world to fulfill Joseph's destiny. God started Joseph with a dream. Remember that his grain, his family's grain, including his parents, are bowing before him. It means to say he's going to be the head and not the tail. He is destined for greatness. God started Joseph with a dream, okay? And God fulfilled the destiny of Joseph with the Pharaoh's dream, with Joseph giving the interpretation, okay? God changed the whole world. God placed Egypt to become the most powerful nation in the world because of Joseph, okay? The transfer of wealth manifested in that time. Pharaoh already had the influence, but Pharaoh became very rich because of Joseph, okay? And the transfer of influence was given by God to Joseph. Joseph's influence became worldwide. So Joseph Joseph's dream was not his idea. His destiny or his calling was not his idea. He was already enjoying to be the favorite son. And he's already wearing these beautiful robes. But, and then, of course, because of that dream, you know the story, he was sold to slavery by his own brothers. And then he ended up at Potiphar's house. The Lord was with Joseph at Potiphar's house. And Potiphar knew that. But the wife became a problem. He ended up in jail. Okay. And then all of a sudden, Pharaoh had a dream like Joseph. And no one can give the interpretation except Joseph. And Joseph gave the honor and glory to God. He said the interpretation, Pharaoh, belongs to God. And he gave the interpretation. All of a sudden, from being a prisoner, no right, no nothing, to become the most influential person on the face of the earth, second to the Pharaoh. Because Joseph, remember this, even had an influence on the Pharaoh. So it is important for us to understand this. God moved heaven and earth to fulfill Joseph's destiny. And God will move heaven and earth. All you need to do is to obey and follow those instructions and do what is right before his sight to fulfill your destiny. This transfer of wealth and influence is not just for us to be blessed, but for us to be influential, to be a blessing, to be the answer to the whole world. So don't lose hope, but at the same time, don't even think for a moment that you are qualified for this transfer of wealth. All of us are not. Our qualification, it will come from the issues of our own hearts. The how, because this has never been done before. We've never been this influential before. Everything will come from the Holy Spirit, who is our teacher. So this is not your idea. It's not my idea. Remember what the Word of God says. We are equipped for every good work. It is God who called us. He's the one who qualified us. He's the one who's going to teach us. He doesn't need our help. He just wants us to be a part of it because we are his children. We are adopted to become children of God because of our Lord Jesus. So if you think that this is so big, Christina, how dare you to believe? Well, I don't look at myself. I look at the God who called me. Start focusing on the one who called you. Start focusing and start from the point of victory in Christ Jesus, that we are more than conquerors in him. Those are not just good confession and profession of Christians. Everything there is true because he is the truth. It is important for you and I to understand this. This transfer of wealth and influence is big that it will position nations of the world. It will impact the whole earth. That's how much influence is he giving us, okay, like Joseph. And this is his idea. The Almighty God is the one who called us for this destiny and purpose. So let us ask him to increase our capacity to receive. And let me tell you one thing. When I feel intimidated on the bigness of everything, I just say, but my God never makes mistakes. He did not make a mistake when he called me in the front lines. He didn't make a mistake when he called you. It is not too late for you to turn around, take your post, spend time with him, because the next few weeks will be critical, whether you'll be part of this transfer of wealth or you don't. Amen? God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in.
You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630. Or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's sogmi@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org. That is sogmi.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to sogmi.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023.